This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Billie Eilish tickets coming up. We'll do that at 7:30, all right? Billie Eilish coming to Bowl Arena. That's going to be next week, next Tuesday. So we got a couple of tickets for you today. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they're going to go at it tomorrow night on Netflix. It is free if you have a Netflix account. Yesterday, Jamie, they did the old face-off, you know, the old press conference.
Right, where they're nose-to-nose.
I got to tell you,
were they nose-to-nose?
Did yeah, they were nose-to-nose. They didn't speak to each other when they got nose-to-nose.
Okay.
But they did that whole act that you see all the time.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Mike Tyson looks weak. He does not look like he's ready.
I heard you talking to the boys about this off the air. You said that you think that he actually looked like and acted like he had a little bit of maybe brain damage.
Remember yesterday you mentioned that they have to go through a series of tests?
Two tests.
Before?
EEG and an EKG.
And you mentioned that, I don't know if he can pass the brain test.
Yeah.
That maybe he's been injured over the years, being smacked around in the head.
So it's a rule by the state of Texas or wherever he's fighting that you must, boxers must take these two tests and pass them before they're allowed to get in the ring.
Yeah.
And so the EEG or whatever it's called seems a little troubling.
And after watching yesterday, which I have never really thought that much about it because I don't really follow Mike Tyson, although I'm a fan. I like his style. But after watching yesterday, I think you're onto something. I feel like he's just exhausted. He feels weak. He looks weak.
And you said he's like a little bit out there.
Yeah. Listen, here's him talking. Now, Jake Paul is just in your face, obnoxious a-hole, okay? Just talking about how he's going to pound this guy, okay? But he's grateful to be fighting a legend, but he's going to pound him when he gets in the ring. Here's Mike Tyson's replies.
Outside of the fans watching and all the eyes on you, I'm sure the most important ones are your family. Your kids are out here. Everyone's coming in to see you on Friday. What does it mean to have family with you?
Well, it's the family's everything. But my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. And then but that night, they're going to find out their father's very special.
Your father's very special.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Do you have the one about the toad?
He smokes. But no.
All right, so here's what he said about a toad. He said, when I see a toad, he's talking about the poisonous toads, I believe, from Australia. He said, when I see a toad, he takes out their, that little sack or whatever. He says, you put it on a mirror and it gets hard. You rub it down until it becomes fine sand and then you smoke it. And then all of a sudden you meet God. And then God will tell you that you should beat up Jake Paul.
Yeah,
I know it sounds strange, but if you do some investigation, people will tell you about it. I had a shaman. I've done it over 80 times, 90 times probably. And after I smoked the toad, it told me I need to beat up Jake Paul.
Wow.
Man, I got to tell you, if I'm in the betting market and I've just put $100,000 on a toad smoker... He comes out with his statement.
Right?
I'm like, wait a minute. I just put $100,000 on a toad smoker who talks to God after smoking toad?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. That does your money. Here's
Mike Tyson talking some more.
And what would you lose if you lose this fight? Thank you.
I'm not going to lose.
But just you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Thank you.
Wow. So here's the deal. Tomorrow night, Paul will finally face off against Tyson on Netflix. And and he, by the way, is a favorite to win.
Who?
Jake.
Yeah. Jake, yeah. I'd put my money on Jake.
Yeah.
He just looks stronger. He's younger.
Right.
He's got all the, he just got the build. He looks great.
Toad venom. He smokes toad venom. Have you ever heard of that in your life?
That's crazy.
Right?
Can you imagine, though, it might give him some superpowers when he gets in the ring.
At one point, wasn't he, really into pigeons?
I think he still is.
Remember?
Yeah.
He has homing pigeons.
He loves pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he still is. He has homing pigeons.
You know anybody else on this planet that's into pigeons?
No. He's got a
besides
lot of odd
that
habits.
Birdman guy that was at Alcatraz. Remember that guy? That's it, man.
There's a clip where Carson Daly tries to give him a pigeon, and he gets really offended because it's not like a nice pigeon. It's like a run-of-the-mill, like New York City pigeon. He's like,
it's a trash pigeon.
Yeah.
It's not Falcon quality.
No, no. One more. Here's Jake Paul.
I'm not getting my bit off on Friday night, so I got my diamond spiked ear covers right there. He says he's going to kill me. Is that what you're going to do, Mike? Because I'm ready. I want that killer. I want the hardest match possible Friday night, and I want there to be no excuses from everyone at home when I knock him out. So is that what you're going to bring?
Now he gets silent.
I'm just ready. That's all I can say. I'm just ready.
How old is he?
58, I think. Ooh. No, 50. How old's Mike Tyson? Like
58.
58. Yep. 58. Yeah.
You know what? You said something off the air that I thought was sweet, and it showed you had empathy, which never happens.
What's that?
You're like, I really don't want him to fight.
I don't.
I think that's that was so sweet.
Yeah, because I think he's going to get the crap beat out of him, and I don't want to see that. And I hate Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to see him win, and I figure he's going to.
Yeah, and you just don't want to see him to get Mike, any more brain damage.
We still have time, Mike. I mean, let's just not do the fight and go smoke some toad. Come on, buddy. I'll go with you.
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Atlas 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free, and the podcast will be there later on today. We have Billie Eilish tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. She's going to be in town Tuesday, Ball Arena, and a couple of tickets coming your way, 7:30.
And you know what Carson just told me? This is kind of a cool announcement, too, is that Linkin Park is coming to Ball Arena September 3rd. They just announced it.
It's going
to
be insane.
A lot of people don't like that girl that took the place of, what's his name?
Emily,
Yeah, but I like her. I think she's great. Yeah, I think she's
I think it's better than trying to fill Chester's role with another guy.
I agree with that. So they just announced it September 3rd, Ball Arena. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're never the same without, obviously, but it'll still be a good show and sell out too. I saw where Travis Kelce came out talking about what was stolen from his house. Did you see that?
The $20,000 cash?
Yeah, plus there's more. Uh-oh. There's more. He also had stolen $100,000 in jewelry.
Oof.
I'm sure it's insured, but it's gone.
Hopefully it is.
$20,000 in cash, $100,000 in jewelry, and here's the thing he's most sad about and he's crying about. His Super Bowl jersey from his very first Super Bowl that he won.
Oh, that's a bummer. You cannot replace that.
Had it framed on the wall. Somebody
took it.
Yeah, took it.
So they knew exactly who he was and who they were robbing.
Had his name on it.
Oh, my God. That's
Kelce.
So sad.
Man, you want to recover that. I mean, he probably, you know, with the insurance. I don't know if you, would you have the jersey insured probably?
You could.
Homeowners, right?
I mean, if you itemize things. Yeah.
Done that?
All my jewelry is itemized.
Have you ever gone through the house with a camera?
Yeah. Of course.
I've never done it.
You got to. For fires.
Yeah, see, I've never done it either. Yeah.
I've never done it. I've always heard about it.
Everybody tells me I'm stupid because all my jewelry is in a lockbox at the bank, which is a pain in the butt. And I just leave it there. I forget I even have it because I just leave it there. Like, because who wants to go to a lockbox, go in there, get their other key? You know, you get two keys. You go in that room, weird room.
Yeah.
I feel like they think you're doing drugs or something. Yeah. And then you unlock it and go get, you know, like it's dumb.
Yeah, plus you've got that other necklace on that you can't get off. So you can't go get the other jewelry because you can't put it on because it doesn't go with this piece that you can't get off your neck. I mean, you're going to have to go find somebody to solder that thing off.
It has so many glasses.
I mean, you've been wearing... No, I swear. Jamie has on a necklace. It's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
It doesn't go with everything, if you know what I mean. When she wears those hoodies this necklace does not go with hoodie. That'd go with a nice, elegant dress, maybe, if you're going to a function with cocktails and all that. But with what she wears to work, it really doesn't go with on a daily basis, okay? But the problem is, the clasp on it is locked on.
It has two. It has one that goes like this and one that wraps around it. And it, It's stuck.
And folks, let me tell you, I've witnessed this. Everybody in this building has tried to get this off her neck. You could turn a corner. I swear, you could turn a corner here in this building, and there's Jamie with her neck bent over, and Powerball Pete with those big fat fingers
trying
to get this neck. Or it'll be our boss, or it'll be some lady back in sales. Everybody has taken a shot at that,
including me. And I had three girls on it at one time. Three of them, and they're like, you're just stuck.
It won't come off.
At least you're ready for a gala at any moment.
It's such a nice necklace that you don't want to have it cut off by a jeweler.
No.
So she just wears
it. I just wear it.
For everything.
Now it's my everyday.
It really sticks out.
It does.
I'm surprised you've not been robbed.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, Jamie.
Oh, my God. You know that there are crazy people listening. Why would you say that? It's fake, by the way.
It's fake.
Never mind.
Hey, Spadil, have you tried the necklace yet?
It's fake.
Tried to take it off?
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried yet.
Oh, you got to give it a shot. Yeah. Man. We've all tried. It's been fun.
It's fake, by the way.
By the way, Jamie has offered $1,000 for the first person that can get it off her neck. Yeah. All
right. Wait, but going back to what you were talking about, I don't know why people don't go and videotape their entire house. I mean, because I know that we have our Amazon lists and stuff, but being somebody whose father lost his entire home, you have to go through, you can't believe that with the crap you have to go through when you lose a house to fire. They made us itemize every single thing in his house.
Wow.
Every single thing, if we wanted to get some money back from it, like socks.
And there's no way I could do that at my house.
Here's my mentality too, okay, is that when I look around the house and I grab my phone to record this, I think, is that really worth anything? Well, what about that TV? Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it. I don't feel like that I have enough possessions.
Me too. I don't
feel that way. But I will say this. But if something had happened that my house, you know, earthquake or fire, whatever, it would be priceless to me at that moment.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? So I don't think like that, and I should.
And it's not about value. I keep nothing valuable in my home. Nothing. And I told you, I have no cash.
But it's the essentials.
It's the things that you don't think about, right?
And for some reason.
It adds up.
Especially when you're starting from scratch.
Right. Like headboards to your bed and the footboards to your bed and your mattresses and all that. It all adds up.
You wouldn't know until it's all gone.
Until it's all gone. Yeah. And then we're sitting there. My sister and I are like, what was in that room? Like, okay, there was a headboard, footboard, there's a mattress. Oh my gosh, was there a dresser? Yeah, a dresser. I mean, you have to write out every single thing.
I'll bet you 95% of the population has never done that.
I bet you're right.
Agreed.
Yeah. But until you go through it,
weird?
You will.
And it's so common sense. Jamie's right. I'm just lazy, okay? I can't pinpoint it. I can't tell you. I don't have an excuse, okay? But she's right. But I guarantee you 95% of the people listening to our show right now have never done it.
But it's really easy. I mean, and just open your drawers. Just open drawers.
Yeah.
Just video. Just walk around.
And you walk from room to room and just point it, and that's all you got to do. You could do it in easily 5 minutes, probably.
It's in my gallery.
It is?
Yeah.
I need to do that.
It's just
so easy, always
guys.
There for whatever you need.
Do you clean first?
I didn't.
Because right now, I mean, some of the stuff that I have that I would want back in case I lost, it's buried under other stuff.
Yeah, but the more crap you have out is going to work out in your favor.
Yeah, you're like, way under there.
You don't know the crap I have. We're talking frogs' homework and stuff, okay?
Oh, my God. Do you guys have the catch-all? Like,
Jamie.
Is it your dining room table?
Yes.
Mine, too.
Yes.
It's our island.
Oh, it's your island? It's my dining room table because I don't use a dining room table, and I call it my catch-all. Yeah. It catches everything. It's just like what that is just a table of crap.
It has everything on it. It's got our table of crap has everything on it. You can go in there and you'll find like a COVID test. And then next to it, you'll find a big clump of clay.
Oh, my God.
That Lisa's been working on her pottery. And then right next to that will be Frog's homework from when he was in kindergarten. It's been there that long. It's unbelievable.
I feel better. You made me feel better.
COVID testing clay?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody try to top that if you could. Yeah. Come on. I dare.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, we apologize. There's a situation where the traffic starts to play a song on a computer that we can't shut off. So it's nothing that BJ is doing. It's just the computer system that they put in here starts some song, and then it sounds like you screwed up, which you did not. And then Nia has to try to sing or talk over a song. It's a mess.
Yeah, I kind of like it, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I kind of like Nia Bender talking over like, "Hoop, there it is. Hoop, there it is."
It's very busy, though, to listen to.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's different. Most stations won't do that.
No, that most
stations. You don't get that with every morning show, folks.
No, that's true. Yep.
Come here.
Exclusively.
That's us.
Hey, today is Red Cup Day at Starbucks. Woo!
What does that mean?
That means today you can get your reusable Christmas cup.
Yep.
So you buy the cup
there
at Starbucks, and then you take it back every time you go?
Yeah, it's
and they
reusable.
Fill it for you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm not a Starbucks guy, so I don't really know their procedures around there.
I've never gotten the reusable cup.
Yeah.
They gave me a reusable straw. Don't know what to do with it. But anyway, yeah. I don't know how this works. Maybe Carson, because he's bougie, he can tell us. Because, so you take your, have you ever done Red Cup?
I've never done it.
Oh, okay. No. You don't know either. Because I was like, doesn't that hold up the line, like the drive-thru? Because then you have to come around and say, oh, well, here's my cup. Or do they have it already in a different cup and then they just pour
I would
it in that
imagine
cup?
That's what they do. They make it in a different cup. But then that kind of defeats the whole point of reusable.
Yeah, right? I don't know how they do it. Anyway, all right, let's see here. I read that one. I read that one. I read that one. Hold on. A sad, sad day where Jason and Travis Kelce are talking about how Jason Kelce, his song has beat out Mariah Carey in the Christmas world.
Crazy.
And he sang a song. It's called Maybe This Christmas. It's by Jason Kelce and Stevie Nicks. Let's play a little bit of it.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. This year, love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Isn't it good?
Wow. Wow, I can see why that's number one. That is awesome.
Look at my eye. Look at my eye.
Are you crying?
Yeah, you see that tear.
Oh.
It's such a beautiful song.
You're like that trash commercial where that Native American's on the side of the road.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Hang on. On a scale 1 to 10, 51059, what do you think?
Oh,
I think it may be the best Christmas song I've ever heard.
A 12.
It's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's going to finish number one for the entire season. You wait to see.
So they're leading the charts right now in Christmas music. So that is a smash.
You
I
know,
think they call
wasn't it just about 3 weeks ago that we were all sitting around wondering that if Mariah Carey will ever be topped when it comes to Christmas music?
We were.
Remember that?
I do.
That was about 3 weeks ago before this was even thought of, you know?
Yep. Yep. And then now all of a sudden.
History made.
Jason Kelce. Maybe this Christmas.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will
I'll bet you they tour.
Oh, wow.
Ball Arena. We'll have tickets.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call.
It's really meaningful. You know, maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
We've lost forgiveness. We can't.
I just
we'll
picture,
have love.
I picture up there singing with Jason, maybe even the cigarette in her hand.
Maybe this Christmas.
Oh,
no,
like
she's
it.
A smoker. I think
I like
she
it.
Was more of a cocaine addict.
Either way. Pick your poison.
Right? Okay. There you go. All right. Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, wow. He just, I don't know if we have it, but he just dropped a single with T-Pain. Do we have any of that?
What?
Yep.
Zucker?
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Fidel!
I have to grab that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg worked with T-Pain to drop a remix of To Get Low. Get low.
To the window.
To the wall.
To the wall. To the wall.
So I guess the reason why he did it is that it's his 21st anniversary. And the first time he met his wife, Priscilla, that song was on. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
They were in the club.
Yeah.
that song came on.
Yep. He met his wife, Priscilla, by recording a cover. To honor their 21st anniversary, he recorded the cover of Get Low with T-Pain, which he says was playing the first time they met. Hmm. Who knew Mark was, like, romantic?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Right?
No, look at this.
What?
Look at these texts.
What?
They don't like it.
What?
I'm shocked.
What?
No, people are writing in saying that they don't like the
Jason Kelsey song.
It's number one.
Maybe
on the charts, Christmas songs.
This will be something more. It's about
maybe
love,
this Christmas
forgiveness.
Will mean something more. Maybe this year.
Love, you know, maybe it's going to take a couple of times it plays. You know how some songs have to grow on you. This may be a grower,
not a shower.
Yeah.
Forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite.
I think it's beautiful, beautiful.
You guys just don't hear it, man.
Yeah,
that's
something wrong out there.
A shame. Let's see here. They say Nelly will not be charged after he was arrested in St. Louis at a casino. I guess he had a bunch of ecstasy pills in his pocket. And he had a failure to appear, but they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Fine,
yeah,
fine,
it's all
fine.
Good.
And Snoop Dogg is doing yet another thing. He is he's going to make his own line of jewelry.
No kidding.
What doesn't Snoop Dogg do?
Seriously.
He has cereal, right? Doesn't he have ice cream?
He's got kids songs.
Yeah, he has kids songs. He has ice cream, cereal. He has his own brand of weed. And now he has rings, bracelets, and chains. Huh. That guy's an entrepreneur, isn't he?
Put his name on anything you want.
The rings are kind of cool because they're like little mini crowns.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. And let's see. Do I have anything else? Oh, yeah. They're coming out now and they're saying Ozempic, which I'm on, has become a popular drug for not only weight loss, but now they're saying it's helping tens of millions of Americans with alcohol. I will tell you one thing about the shot, which is true. You know, before I could probably drink like 3 Trulies. If I have one now, like just one Truly, I'm just like, okay, that is a lot of carbonation. Like that's too...
Fills you up?
Yeah, it does. It's,
wow.
It's really interesting how that drug works. So I could see how it works. I mean, don't worry. I get another one and fight through
it. You push through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, you're not a quitter.
No, I'm not a quitter, but I just want you to know I feel extra full.
It's hard. It's
Oh. All right, anyway, there you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.